Welcome back to another episode of Revision Made Easy. And in today's episode, we're still carrying on with Judaism and we're looking at worship in the home, the written and oral law. Key information: Jews may pray in the home instead of attending a synagogue. They are also reminded to focus on God in other ways in the home, such as through touching the mezuzah, a small box containing verses from the Torah. The Tanakh is the main Jewish sacred text and contains the written law. The Talmud, or Talmud, is a commentary which helps Jews to put the laws in the Tanakh into practice. Studying the Tanakh and Talmud is very important to Orthodox Jews in particular. Worship in the home and private prayer. Jews are expected to pray three times a day, which they can do in the home or in the synagogue. They traditionally stand to pray, and if they are alone, they pray silently. Jews are also reminded of God in the home in other ways. For example, many Jewish homes have one or more mezuzot. A mezuzah is a small box that contains a handwritten scroll of verses from the Torah, which is attached to a doorpost. Jews touch the mezuzah as a sign of respect to God and a reminder to obey his laws. In Jewish Orthodox homes, the layout of the kitchen will also remind Jews of God and the need to obey the dietary laws. Study of sacred writings. The Tanakh and the Talmud teach Jews how to obey God's laws in their everyday lives. The Tanakh is the written law, the Jewish sacred scriptures. It's a collection of 24 books which can all be found in the Old Testament in the Christian Bible. The Tanakh is in three main parts: the Torah, which is the five books of Moses, which form the basis of Jewish law. So that includes Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and Numbers. The Nevim, the prophets, eight books that continue to trace Jewish history and expand on the laws in the Torah. And the Ketuvim, the writings, 11 books that contain a collection of poetry, stories, advice, historical accounts, and more. The Talmud, on the other hand, is the oral law. It's a commentary by the early rabbis on the Torah. It contains a collection of discussions and teachings about how to interpret the Torah and apply its laws to everyday life. The Talmud is in two main parts: the Mishnah, a commentary on the Torah compiled by Rabbi Judah Hanasai in 200 CE, 200 Common Era. Hanasai wrote down the oral law, the early teachings about how to interpret the Torah, which had been passed down from generation to generation by word of mouth. There was a danger these teachings would be altered or misinterpreted without a written record of them. So Hanasai compiled the Mishnah to stop this from happening. And the second part is the Gemara, a collection of discussions on the Mishnah written down in 500 CE, that is to say, 500 Common Era. For Orthodox Jews, the Torah and the Talmud are considered to be the source of all Jewish laws, legal teachings, and decisions that affect their daily lives. For this reason, they are studied extensively by Orthodox Jews who may attend classes and lectures to develop their understanding. Reform Jews do not regard the Torah and Talmud with the same absolute authority and may not study them as much. It's quite important to remember these two differences within the denominations of Judaism, as it will help you with your evaluation questions to give you a better, clearer judgment, and to also make your argument a bit more balanced and more inclusive or intentional. This is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and found it useful. Please share with your friends, have fun revising, and good luck with your exams.